Julie here on julieland.com. I'm Julie. And on the phone with me is a very, very special woman, a good friend of mine, Dr. Ava Cadell.
Hi, Julie.
Hi, Dr. Ava. Welcome.
Thank you.
I love your bio here. You are all of these things. Love guru, media therapist. You're a world-class speaker. You speak all over the world.
I do. That's one of my favorite things is to travel to different cultures.
And author, so.
Yes, I've written 6 books so far.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Awesome. And so let's get right into it. You were telling me you have a new website.
It's a fantastic new website that is absolutely humongous, but it offers some really unique services like my seminars, because a lot of people can't afford to come to my seminars, especially, you know, ones that are in different countries.
Sure.
So I have virtual seminars on my website that people can watch and listen to, and I even offer hypnosis.
Wow.
You can actually listen to the hypnosis through the microphone on your computer, or you can use headphones.
Right.
And I can help people who want to lose weight, who want to stop smoking, or who want to be more sexual, of course.
Wow.
Yeah. So those are just a couple of the extra services that you really don't get on a lot of other love and relationship websites.
Yeah, absolutely. What is the what's the site?
It's my name. It's avacadell.com.
AvacadellL.com.
You got it. And now, there's sextrology. In fact, I could read your sextrology right now. What sign are you, Julie?
I'm a Libra.
Libra. Okay,
yes.
Here we are. This is your sextrology.
Okay.
Libras love to love.
True.
And the sexual heat of the fire signs, Aries, Leo, and Sagittarius, make your best partners.
Perfect.
You dream and idolize, but you've become more realistic, and your creativity will bring you lots of financial rewards, Julie, and they do. We know that.
We're trying very hard. We're being very creative here at Julie Land, let me tell you.
It says that you're more interested in romance than actually sex. Is that true?
You know, that's hard to believe.
It is.
And a lot of people would say I'm lying, but I think it's true.
Wow. And then it says that you're going to find a juicy talent that you didn't even know existed.
Maybe I'll squirt next year. Is that what you, that kind of juicy?
That kind of juicy will do, yes. Yes. That's so cute.
It might be. That's a talent, too, let me tell you.
Well, you know, I believe every woman can ejaculate if she knows how to use her pubococcygeus muscles, and I know that you know how to use yours.
My pubic coccygeals?
Yeah, we'll call them PC for short. You know, your support muscles in your genitals.
I haven't heard that for a fortnight. Sorry, we had this English woman on who said fortnight, and I don't know how long that is, and so now
it's
we're making
2 weeks, honey.
See, you know, too.
I know these things. I have a PhD. I'm supposed to know these things.
Wow. Teach me more. Teach me more, Dr.
Ava. Anything.
So, wow, I love the concept. Do you think that hypnosis would help, say, women who have never orgasmed before?
Oh, absolutely. In fact, what I do is I get women to relax, and then I tell them to imagine that they have a seed inside them, and it's a desire seed that grows and grows and grows. And it's very, very powerful.
Ooh.
It's all mind over matter. You see, a woman needs to start her orgasmic feelings in her brain, and then it moves between her legs.
Right.
But also, you know that there are lots of great products out there that can help women become more orgasmic.
Of course. We both know one in particular.
Which one?
The trigasm.
The trigasm.
Of course.
Well, that gives a woman 3 orgasms. Yes, but if she's never had one, she might need some help with something like a topical solution. In fact, I have to send you some of this stuff. It's 50 orgasms in a box.
Wow.
And
okay.
It's called Vibrel.
You know what? I've used that. And I have a question for you.
Yes.
Because from the doctor's standpoint,
yes.
Okay, I read the box, and it sometimes I really like those. I'm surprised by how much I did like them. But sometimes I find myself getting a yeast infection.
Well, that's because you're not supposed to put them inside. The
right.
problem is that sometimes when you use topical solutions, you know, it says put it on the vulva and on the clitoris, but obviously if you're having intercourse,
right.
it can go inside, and it can create, you know, a little bit of a yeast infection.
Right.
But maybe you're okay. using too much.
Right.
Because it's not supposed to do that. You're supposed to just use like a drop, like a size of a pea.
Right, so just not very much at all.
No, so I have a feeling that you're just squirting that stuff all over you.
Well, I'm not. Well, perhaps.
Oh, you have an insatiable appetite.
I'm
That's
a little,
what it is.
You know, excess is sometimes in my life, yes.
Yes, but no, but these products work better on women who've never had an orgasm before.
Right.
Because it gets their blood flowing to the genitals, and Vibrel has something called niacin in it. And niacin gets you flushing. It makes you feel warm and tingly all over.
I actually had my first orgasm from intercourse when I used that.
Congratulations! Don't
yes.
you love that?
It was amazing. It was really, really a great experience.
Wow. And so many women don't have orgasms, you know, with intercourse. They have it just through getting oral sex or through, you know, clitoral stimulation.
Absolutely. So, yeah, that was the first time that was pretty neat. And one other thing I read, maybe not on the Vibrel, maybe it was on a different package, but it said, do not use if you have herpes. Now, did they mean just like maybe open sores or in general?
Yeah, you don't want to use anything on an open sore.
Yeah.
You know, if you have genital herpes, you want to wait until you're completely healed before you put anything on
Absolutely.
At all. And you really shouldn't be having sex if you have genital herpes anyway, should you?
Well, yes. Thank you for that. A little common sense goes a long
it
way.
It does indeed. It
but
does.
If you are healed, and you know you're not having an outbreak or anything, then can you use this?
Absolutely. I mean, there's such a huge percentage of the population that has the herpes virus, but most people only get an outbreak, you know, once or twice a year when they're really stressed out.
Right.
So, and you know, there are medicines right now that people can take to prevent a breakout.
So,
and a lot of my patients take Valtrex and
sure.
and homeopathic pills to prevent the breakout.
Good to know. So that's the topical gels. Tell me more about the Trigasm.
Well, the Trigasm is the only vibrator that stimulates three points of pleasure at the same time. And you know what those are.
The clitoral.
Yes.
The internal, vaginal.
The G-spot.
The G-spot. And anal.
Yes. Three major erogenous zones.
In one toy.
Yeah, and so that particular orgasm is absolutely, you know, body-melting, mind-shattering, incredible, longer, deeper than any other orgasm.
And I love the fact that if you're intimidated or you don't want it every time, the anal is optional on this toy.
Yeah, you can actually remove the anal stimulator, it's got a very long cord.
You can share.
You can put it on your nipples. You can put it on your lover's anus or on his testicles or anywhere you want.
Anywhere that needs vibrating.
Exactly.
Beautiful. Can we get that at avacadel.com?
You can. Now, you have a Trigasm, don't you?
I don't.
Are you serious?
I am completely 100% serious.
Oh, my God. I have to send you a Trigasm and some more Vibro.
Please do.
You know I will.
I will check the mailbox daily. Let me tell
as
you.
As long as the mail person doesn't steal it. That
I
happens
know.
A lot.
Absolutely. We have to be secret about what's inside of it. So Trigasm. And then I see this Tantra game for lovers.
This is the first game that has ever come out helping, you know, couples and teaching them how to have tantric sex. I am so excited about it.
That is so neat because obviously in my job, I've met a lot of people who are so into the tantra. We've interviewed people into it, you know, and so I've been exposed to it, but it seems almost overwhelming.
And not only that, you know, a lot of people who do teach tantra are very airy-fairy and they're some of them are swingers, and some of them are into polyamory, or they're just old hippies. And
it's so funny that you say that, because the couple that we had on, we actually had them on the TV show too, and it just freaked everybody out. Everybody was just wigged out by this couple.
Exactly, they were you can't understand a word they're saying.
Yeah, they were on a different plane, let me tell you.
I know. So that's why I really wanted to invent this game, to bring Tantra into the mainstream and talk about it in a user-friendly fashion, as opposed to something that's out in space.
Right. So how do you play the game? What's it like?
Well, it's only for two people now, Julie. Uh-huh. You can't have any friends over. This is about monogamy, this particular game.
I like that.
And it's a two-sided board, because the first side is for beginners, and then the second side is advanced. And you have to be naked for the second side.
Okay.
We love that.
Yes.
But you roll a dice. And then you actually do the activities that you land on. And there are six main elements to Tantra.
Okay.
And the first one is knowing your chakras. You know what a chakra is?
An energy center.
You're such a bright girl. Yes, it's an energy center. And you have one in your anus. Mm-hmm. You have one in your vagina.
Yes.
You have one in your solar plexus, your heart, your throat, your third eye, and your crown.
Absolutely.
So we have some fun opening up those.
Mm-hmm.
Then the next element is breath.
Ooh.
And there's lots of fabulous activities where you breathe on each other, you know, each other's erogenous zones.
It's amazing how many people hold their breath through sex and then are surprised that they can't orgasm.
You are so right. And when you release your breath, you release your orgasm. It's bigger, it's better, it's more intense.
Absolutely.
So there's a lot of wonderful breathing exercises where you do synchronized breathing and you blow on your lover's nipples, you blow up and down their spine. It's just really sexy. Then the next element is sound.
Okay.
When you have tantric sex, you have to be noisy. We love that.
Like, what kind, like screaming noisy or just moaning? What kind
of? Well, like humming. Like one of the exercises is that you have to hum on one of your lover's erogenous zones so that they can feel the vibrations through your lips.
Ooh.
Yeah. So that's kind of cool. And then, yes, moaning and you know, making orgasmic sounds, all that. And sound releases your orgasm, too.
You know, that is so true, because sometimes I find, like, if I'm masturbating and I'm kind of stuck, if I start moaning, I can go there, you know?
You can release it.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So we've got the chakras, the breath, the sound. Mm-hmm. The next one is movement.
Movement.
Tantric sex is all about movement, and it's about moving in synergy. And one of my favorite exercises is called a tantric dance.
Okay.
And it's where you are with your lover. You can stand, you can lie down, any position you want, and you have to move your bodies in synergy together without moving your feet. So it's like you're just melting into each other's bodies.
And you're touching?
Oh, yes. Your breasts, you know, are touching, and all your chakras are touching each other.
Your
genitals are touching everything. Your lips are touching.
Oh.
And you move to the music, but you don't move your feet. Just your body. You undulate and sway. And
it's
very sexy.
It sounds beautiful.
It does. So then there's intention and attention. In Tantra, intention is really important, and the intention is to enjoy the journey of sex more than the climax.
So don't panic if you're not orgasming in the first.
No, you shouldn't be. It's about slowing down lovemaking.
Right.
It's about prolonging it as long as you can. And, you know, if you get hungry in the middle of it, it's okay. You can stop and have a snack and then go back later. There's no goal to be reached.
Gotcha.
And then attention is focus, is being 100% focused on your lover. And that's hard for some people to do. So you have to really open up your eyes and look into their soul.
Wow.
And they have to allow it by being vulnerable.
That's quite a connection that's going to be created by the time you get to this point in the game.
It is. I mean, my favorite exercise for attention is when you look at your lover and you say to him, imagine saying to your lover, Julie, may I look into your soul by looking into your eyes?
Oh.
And then hopefully he'll say yes. And then he'll open up his door to his soul and you'll look in and you'll tell him everything that you see in his eyes.
Wow.
It's beautiful. It's a beautiful connection.
Yep.
So there you have it. Awesome. You know what? I'm going to have to send you a tantric game. I can just tell.
I'm going to have to interview you more often. No, I would love it. That sounds so exciting to me. You know, Tantra really got a lot of play when Sting claimed that he had sex for 14 hours.
He did, but a lot of people didn't understand what he meant by that.
Right.
Yeah. But you're right. You know, what it means is that he can keep making love without ejaculating.
And focus and have his attention on a, you know, in one spot. That's pretty impressive.
It is. And, you know, this is obviously something you're not going to do with a casual date. This you do with somebody that you are really into and somebody that you want to take your relationship to a higher level of intimacy with.
Right. So this is also a relationship that's pretty healthy. I don't think that if you're on the rocks, you want to play. It seems a little scary.
Well, actually, you know what? I have saved a lot of marriages by introducing them to Tantra. Sometimes when couples are not getting along, there's a communication breakdown or there's been an infidelity or whatever, I have introduced them to Tantra because it's something so new.
Right.
And because it's about being vulnerable and being honest,
it
has rekindled passion for many couples.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
I like that. I have an email here. I get a lot of questions at Ask Julie, and I'd love your help. It's kind of like that, but I've been married almost 14 years, have a good job, 2 great kids, house, 2 cars, dog, all that, wonderful wife. But we've gotten caught up in raising the kids and the pursuit of a better life. Lost the fire in the bedroom, and we act more like great friends. Is this what marriage eventually turns into?
It doesn't have to.
I would love to have those steamy nights back.
Well, you know what? The good news is that he had those steamy nights. If you've had passion once, that means you can get it back.
Right.
If you've never had it, then it's very hard to create it if you don't have the chemistry. But all this couple needs to do is to reenact the things they did when they were dating. But they need to start making a ritual, like once or twice a week, where they get babysitters.
Right.
And where they go to a different location and make love and passion and great sex their priority.
Absolutely. That tends to slide away, but it has to be a priority.
You know, it really does, because in the end, you know, it doesn't matter what you've done with your life as far as money and career. It's really all about how you've connected and loved and been loved, because that's what the memories are all about.
Absolutely. Absolutely. It's amazing sometimes how many people can't receive love.
That's true, and that has to do with their lack of self-worth because they don't feel like they're good enough. They lack the confidence, and they've probably been raised on guilt and shame.
Right.
And so it's very difficult for them to open up their heart. And I teach a lot of people, you know, how to love themselves because it's the only way to find true happiness.
Absolutely. Where are you? So avacadell.com and also sexpert.com.
Yes, but they're all linked to the same now.
Okay,
It's all at avacadell.com. And I do online counseling as well. I found that there are people from all over the world that need help. And so, you know, I'm right there for them.
And your schedule's on there, so we can see some of your seminars in person.
Yes, you can come and visit me in person, or if you can't, you can just register and do a virtual seminar, you know, right there.
Absolutely.
And they range from every topic, from tantric sex to 12 steps to everlasting love if you're single looking for love. And I even have one for parents on how to talk to your children about love and sex.
Wow, that is so needed.
Isn't it? just?
It amazes me how needed it that is.
Yeah, because, you know, probably their parents didn't talk to them, and then they don't talk to their kids, and then
sure.
their kids find out from someone else that gives them misinformation, and it's just it's a vicious cycle of, you know, a lack of education.
Wow. Good for you. That's so exciting. And so 12 Steps to Everlasting Love, the Pocket Idiot's Guide to Oral Sex.
That's a cute little book, yes. Penguin Publishing commissioned me to write that, and they wanted me to write a very responsible book on oral sex.
Mm-hmm.
So there's a lot in there about, you know, safe sex.
Right.
But also there's a lot of great tips on how to rock his world and how to rock her world.
Beautiful.
With unique oral techniques.
Good read, because I get that question a lot too. So my new answer will be The Pocket Idiot's Guide to Oral Sex.
Well, I'm sure you have some pretty good answers, though, about oral sex. I mean, don't you find that the number one reason people don't indulge in oral sex is because of fear, you know, fear that they're not going to do it well, or fear that it's not going to taste good or
right.
smell good? Again, it's lack of education.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. It's, well, but there's a lot going on down there, you know?
Well, that's true. And in the book, there are diagrams showing all the different parts. And there's my favorite chapter is actually oral sex mistakes, because people do make a lot of mistakes when they, for example, someone dives into the clitoris and chews on it as if it's made out of beef jerky or something.
Right.
That's
yeah.
The,
no teeth.
No
men,
teeth.
Women, all the way around, just don't use teeth.
And men complain that women ignore their testicles. So, you know, that's a big one. Women just, they orally lavish the penis, but forget about the testicles.
See, I do if they're hairy. Hair freaks me out.
Well, that's a good point. And I tell men that. I say, gentlemen, if you wanted to pay attention, then get rid of the hair. Shave it off or
good.
Use a cream.
I'm glad that we are in agreement on that one.
Absolutely. It's much prettier when it's smooth.
What do you think is, like, the number one question you get asked?
Wow, there's so many.
I know.
I would say the number one question from a couple is when one person wants sex more than the other.
Yes.
How can they make it work?
Mm-hmm.
That's probably the most common question.
I believe
you know,
that.
Usually the guy wants it 3 times a day, and the wife wants it once every 2 weeks. And it's not because she's not sexual. It's just that she's a mommy, and she's a wife, and she's a career woman. And it's just hard to get from mommy mode into, you know, seductive mode.
So what's your suggestion?
Well, my
suggestion,
it's always to compromise. You know, you've got to negotiate. You can negotiate in the boardroom. You also have to negotiate in the bedroom.
Right.
So if he wants it 3 times a day and she wants it once every 2 weeks, you know, let's get into a happy compromise with once a day or 3 times a week.
Right.
So that's the first one. And then the second one is I help women to move from mommy mode by fantasizing, by stimulating all 5 of their senses,
mm-hmm.
you know, by wearing sexy lingerie, listening to sexy music and adorning themselves with perfume and taking a bubble bath and relaxing and literally pampering and valuing themselves as sexual beings.
That's a great, you know, so much of it seems like common sense, but we get so caught up in our everyday drama.
We do, and it's so true. We just put the emphasis on things that are not that important in life.
You know, I hope that never happens to me.
Well, I don't think it's going to happen to you because you, Julie, are the ultimate sexpert.
Oh, please.
You are.
I know what I like. That's what I draw on.
But I think you've helped to empower a lot of women, especially, to be more uninhibited sexually.
You know what? I love that part of my job. That
yeah.
really is when you talk to women who are excited about sex, you know?
Yeah, and you give them permission, Julie, to live out their fantasies, and that's very important.
Absolutely. Dr. Ava Cadell, thank you so much for joining me today.
Well, thank you for having me.
And I will talk to you about where to send all those special streams.
Yes, send me an email, and I promise that you will get them all. And I want feedback, lots of feedback.
Oh, I will, absolutely. And I will definitely be promoting it because I think you're doing a fabulous job. And be sure to go to avacadell.com and check out all her books and her seminars. And you just have to know this woman because she's a jewel. Love
you,
dear.
Thank you, sweetheart.
Thank you. And thank all of you for listening. It's Hey Julie on julieland.com.